Okay, we're holding on that. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. And we were in the middle of the sugya. Overall, the Perek's main sugya was the question of who has Chelek and Elam Haba. We went through the Melachim so far. We went through the attempt of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to add also Shlomo HaMelech and what happened with the Mustiuf Meshalavim and so on. We had our machlokas about whether Menashe should be considered to have Chelek and Elam Haba as a Baal Teshuvah. And today we have a whole different approach. Says the Gemara three lines up. Dor Sheru Shumot Hayu Amrim Kulam Ba'im L'Olam Haba. Sheneamar Li Gilad Li Menashe Ephraim Oz Roshi Yehuda Mechokeki Moab Sirach Hatsi Al Adom Eshlach Na'ali Alay Peleshe Titro A'i. So the Dor Sheru Shumot, and normally Dor Sheru Shumot means things that are difficult. And here, I mean, there's various drafts. And here Rashi brings Rishumas is the sense of psukim, because we refer to Torah as Harashum Bichtav Emet. However, it's very interesting that those, that Rashum Bichtav Emet is used as, in Daniel, as the secrets of the Geula. Because Rishumas, the truth is the Balei Kabbalah view the concept of Rishumas as the Rabim, Surah's Rabim of what they call the Rishimo. Those of you who are familiar with the Torah, the Kabbalah, the Ramchal, knows it uses that term all the time, the Rishimo. It's a common term among the Balei Kabbalah of that period. So the Poshet concept of a Rishimo is the impact of a thing that is left, that cannot be easily distinguished in terms of what appears to be on the surface, but nonetheless it leaves a Roshim, so to speak. And people who are sensitive to that Roshim are capable of rebuilding the complete picture out of the information that's left.
Like
so the door, sorry?
Like a dinosaur from the book, for example?
That type of thing, yeah. No. That's a good marshal. In other words, you recreate the information by being given sufficient hints. He's talking about dinosaurs out of the footprints of
dinosaurs.
Obviously, not just footprints. So here, too, there's a Roshem that is left that you can see from it that they are actually Boyin Le'olam Haba. Now, the truth is, there's also other elements, in which case it may be that the Pshat of Boyin Le'olam Haba, even according to Dorshei Rishumais, is only Berach Rishimo, which means that there's a required tikkun and so on by putting together all of that information throughout the Beretz, which requires things like Gilgulim and so on and so forth, which is also Merumas here. But in any event, they darshan the Pasuk like this, that each one of these words that are lechora references to places and to nations and so on, actually are references to the people that we've been discussing in our parak. So Li Gilad, this refers to Achav. Why Achav? Because Achav, the most important moment in Achav was that he was in Nafal Baramot Gilad, and we make a big point of that because we require Rucho Shel Nabot in order to take him, that he should be Naifu Baramot Gilad, so we call him Al Shem Gilad. So Li Gilad means ultimately it's up to me. I'm the one that's going to be taking them into Elam Haba. I'm the one that's going to be dealing with their chait, so that I'll make it happen, so to speak. That's Chad Li Gilad. Menashe is Menashe. Kemash Ma'od is a reference not to the Shevet, but to the man. Ephraim and Ma'oz Rashi refers to Yerobam, to Kasmir Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokaki refers to Achitofel, who comes from Yehuda. Moav Sirachatzi refers to Gehazi, because it refers over here to the Rechitza, and Gehazi was Loka. And the whole reason that Gehazi was destroyed was because he came Gufa to be Rochet in the Yarden, and he went ahead and returned him and so on, and he was given the curse that he too should have the Torah. So the Al Edom Ashlich Naali, this refers to Doeg Adomi. So Moav is a reference to David, as we'll see, because David comes from Moav. And the attacks on David are now referred to over here. So the Al-Edom Ashlich Na'ali refers to Doeg Ha'adomi, who strangely referred to Edom. And it's interesting, one of the reasons, according to Medrash, that he's referred to as an Adomi is because he came to destroy David, who was called Admoni. He's similar to Edom, right? And there's many reasons that there's a very profound connection of Doeg to Edom Bichlal, which is why it's called Doeg Adomi. The truth is, the Medrash says also that Nov Ira Kohanim was a place in which Edom had always had a makom, Many of the families there were actually from Edom. And his connections and the parties, the political parties that were there, were called the Edomites of Noph. And his family, and Medrash lists other families that were connected with this, were therefore called Adomim. And the Medrash makes a lot of similarities, that just like Edom is Mavliyas Chusam Mishal Yisrael, so to go again, Edomi was Mavliyas Chutav Shel David, and so on. So, okay, we're referring to him here, that this pasuk, I think, is the strongest raya that there's really a connection between Doeg and Edom, that we should actually refer to him as Adomish Lach Na'alim. Alai Peleshet Hitro A'i. Now, what's the chat Alai Peleshet? This is the Malachi Ashares, we already said before, we called David and Malchus Beis David the Morishei Gat, because they were the ones that gave Klal Yisrael Gat by defeating the Plishtim. Right? So here too, we refer to the Zichuyot of David as Alai Peleshet. Therefore, we see that the Taina of the Malachi Ashores, Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Yavo David Shaharaget HaPlishtim V'Horishet Banecha Gat. Again, same reference. So David, who came along and destroyed the Alai Peleshet, what are you going to say to him when these guys show up in Olam Haba, and he was the one that had cursed them all the time, Lo Yechatsu Yameyan, and that they should be Yored Begehenim, and so on and so forth, right? Anshe Gomim U'mirma. And we even say in our Siyumim, we refer to them always that they're Yordim Leber Shachas, and here you're going to bring them into Olam Haba. What's he going to say? Amar Lehem answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachi Ashores, and this is a reference to the Hitro A'i. Hitro A'i means Alayla sotam reim zelaze. I am going to make them like each other, meaning to be ohev each other, not similar to each other. So I will make them be ohavim, and that is the tikkun ultimately. Maduah shoveva ha'am hazeh Yerushalayim mishuvah nitzachas. Why is it that they always have something to say? They're always fighting with their answers. Amar Rav, teshuvah nitzachat teshivat Knesset Yisrael lenavi. I don't think that the Gemara uses Tshuvah Nitzachat as meaning a winning Tshuvah. A Tshuvah Nitzachat in Divrei Chazal means a mitnatzeach, meaning that it's a desire to go out to war. They always have an argument. You know, there's some kids, whatever you tell them, they always have an answer. And you can sit there for 3 hours arguing a point. You know, we know what we're talking about. So that's how Kaddish Baruch Hu says about Yisrael. They always have an argument. They should all be lawyers. I didn't mean that. So what did they taina? Amar lahem navi leYisrael, chizru b'teshuvah, avoteichem shekatu heichanem. You should do tshuva because your forefathers, look, where are they? Continues the pasuk, this was the tshuva nitzachat, says the Klal Yisrael, nu, unabiechem shalochatu heichanem, and where are the Nevi'im? They're all in the same place. Shinema avoteichem ayehem, nu, v'anevi'im, alo olam yifu. So what's your taina? Omar Lahem, so says the Navi to them. Okay, but the bottom line is that Avotechem, the point that I was making, now that you stuck your foot in your mouth, is that Chazru v'Hodu, at the time that they were given Musar, they in fact were Moda, and they recognized that they were wrong. Shinemar Ach Nivarai v'Chukaya Shetziviti et Avadaya Nevi'im, and there it goes on to say that they did Tshuva, and they were Makabal, and so on. You guys, you don't respond. That's why I say that this is the sense of the Tzachat, because they come out losers in that. You see, he sort of stimulated them to say something, and then he got them back. Shmuel Amar, Bo Asarab Bnei Adam, V'yashvu Lefanav. 10 people come sit down in front of the Novi, Amar Lam Chizru B'Tshuvah. Amrullah, so they say to him, no, what would be the point? Eved Shibachoro Rabo. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sold us out. I mean, he said, because of the Nebuchadnezzar. And you want to view him as a Baal to an Isha. And then Isha Shigirsha Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us. Kulum Yesh Lezalzeh Kulum. What are they coming out with? Dinas one to the other. It's all over. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi Lecha Morlam. Go tell him. What the heck? He's a Sefer Kututim Chema Sheshalachtia. Can you show me the divorce? O Mimi No Shaya Shemachati Atchem Lo. What? There was somebody I owed money to that I had to sell you guys out to. Hein Bavonotechem Nimkartem V'Shachem Shulchayim Chem. It was for your own Avonot and Pshaim. For your Avonot you were sold, for your Pshaim your mother was sent, mother referring to Knesset Yisrael, was sent out. David Abdi, and then it says Nebuchadnezzar Abdi. It's a very strange thing. HaKadosh Baruch always refers to David as Abdi. And then in Yirmiyahu he says, Nebuchadnezzar Abdi. What does that mean? That Nebuchadnezzar and David are the same? Now the Pshat is like this. He knew that the Jews were going to end up saying, aha, you sold us out to Nebuchadnezzar. Therefore, he was mocking to say, what's Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar is my Eved. L'fichach ikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kara'o Abdo, as if to say, Eved shekana nechassim. Eved l'mi u'nechassim l'mi. Once I own the Eved, obviously, I own everything he's got. So if I gave you the Nebuchadnezzar, you are still mine. V'ha'oleh al-ruchakem ha'ya'o lo tiyye asher atem omrim niyech ha'goyim k'mishpachot ha'aratzot l'sharet eitz ve'even. It's never going to happen, guys. It's never going to happen that you're going to end up being like the Goyim, because I will see to it, if I need to pour out my anger, I am going to be your king. We're very happy. Let him be angry. Let him do that. That's exactly the kind of anger we'd like. That he should just see to it that he's our Melech. Get this over with already. But not that we should be going through mitzvahs and shinuis. What does this mean? It doesn't even hold together. What are we supposed to do? You should go ahead and take your Yetzirah and force him down. Fight him. Let his God teach us what to do, and we just don't feel we're empowered here. Arba'ah had yotzot bil'an v'doi v'achikoko v'gechazi. Now we get to the lower four of the seven models of this loss of Elam Haba. And we started out here too, darshaning each one from the beginning. Bil'am was called Bil'am. Why? Because he was bala, first one is below am. Bil'am himself had no part in any nation. He held himself completely outside of things. Davaracher Bil'am Shebala'am. He went out essentially to go and to destroy Yisrael by giving his whole mice of the Benot Midyan, and he ended up really swallowing up and ruining Yisrael. And I'll shame that he's called Bil'am. Ben Be'or Sheba'al Ba'ir. Somebody who slept with his donkey. So he's called a Ben Be'or. That defines his life. Tana hu Be'or, hu Kushan Rishataim, hu Lavan Ha'arami. We say Ben Be'or. Actually, Be'or is the same as Kushan Rishataim, who attacked Yisrael during Yemos HaShoftim. And that's Lavan Ha'arami. Now, again, of course, it's not together literally the same person. But it means the same Kochot HaNeshama, or Gilgulim, as you would have it. So Be'or, he was called Sheba Al Ba'ir. Kushan Rishataim, Da'avat Shtei Rishayot Yisrael. We have the same attempt of Lavan to destroy Yisrael at the time of Yaakov Avinu, where he was chasing, and if it wouldn't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and warned him, he would have been Oikar Sakol, as we say, Lavan Bikesh Lakor Sakol. And then once again he attacked Bimei Yemot HaShoftim, whereby his name Biyat Kushan Rishatayim, Umad Shemo, Lavan Arami Shemo, his name is Lavan Arami. Now, on the one hand, he's called Bilam Ben Bo'or, but on the other hand, it says he refers to himself as Beno Be'or, which is mashma that Bil'am had a son called Be'or. Which one is it? Om Rav Yochanan, Aviv Beno Hulo B'Nevi'ut. His father, although himself a mocker of Nevi'ut Resha, was secondary to Bil'am B'Nevi'us. Now, what does this mean? The implication here, the truth is there are a lot of different Girsa'ot here. As I mentioned to you early on, the mashma'ut of the mission of the Parshas is that we're darshaning Bil'am not having a chelek olam haba, is mashma that all goyim have a chelek olam haba. Otherwise, what are we using him as a... And that is really based, the way that this appears in the Tosefta is very different here. And the Rambam indeed brings in the Mishnah, based on the Gemara, that from here you see that indeed Akum Chasviyum Asolom would have a chelek olam haba. And here it's telling you how they could lose their chelek olam haba. So exactly what the correct verse is a problem, what the machlokas therefore between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shur that we're about to have. There's different approaches, but we're certainly going to have to change the gears a little bit. So let's read it like this. Rebbe Lezer on there, it says, Yeshuvu Rishaim Lisha'ola, Kol Goyim Shechechei Elohim. Now note the difference. The first part of the passage says, Rishaim go to Sha'ol. The second part says, Kol Goyim Shechechei Elohim. So therefore, says Rebbe Lezer, I say what this means is, Yeshuvu Rishaim L'sha'ola, Elo Poshe Yisrael, this Rishayim refers to Yisrael with Poshe. Kol Goyim Shechechei Elohim, now we should take out the words Poshe, and Elo Umot of Dekochavim. So this refers to Goyim, it says Kol Goyim, no Goyim, have a Chelek in Olam Haba. So says Rabbi Yezer. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, which the sheet which our Mishnah seems to reflect. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, v'chinemar. Does it indeed say over here, b'chol goyim, halolo nemar ala kol goyim shechechei Elohim? It says specifically, all goyim shechechei Elohim. So I say, no, Yeshua Rishayim Rishaola, that is defined by the end of the pasuk, who are called goyim shechechei Elohim. This is saying those goyim who are shechechei Elohim, but not because they're goyim, but because they're shechechei Elohim, they should be Yoreh Sha'ola, and therefore Bilam, according to Rabbi Yoshua, is now singled out as the model of the goy who is shechechei Elohim, despite the fact that he has all of these dargas and nevias and so on and so forth, and he represents the goy that does not go to Olam Haba. Shechechei Elohim, but we're darshaning that they are the ones that are the forgotten of the Lord because they forgot the Lord. The truth is, Bilam himself was a little doubtful about his chelek in Olam Haba, being a very open-minded man, as we know. He wasn't sure whether he was right or whether he was wrong. What's so funny? That's the whole kayak of Bilam, my friend, is that he was an open-minded man. Why are you laughing? That was his kayak. That's how he was connected to Meshur Rabbeinu. Meshur Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. Bilam kept open every possible interpretation of reality. Therefore, he outdid Moshe. The melee he had to keep open the possibility that he was totally off the wall. And so he made a simon for himself. Tamut nafshim mot yisharim. Im tamut nafshim mot yisharim, te'yach mitokamotu. If I end up dying the way that an Adam Yosher would die, the way the others died, so then I should have a chelek with them, meaning I'll have my chelek in Olam Haba. V'im lav, hinei ne'olech lami. Otherwise, I'll be like the rest of them. Obviously, he did not die a nice death on his bed. They killed him. Becheret. In fact, that's how he was able to do rega. Rega means the ability to interpret an instant that's undissociated with anything else. Only somebody who's an absolute deconstructionist can do that, which means he keeps open all possible interpretations. Continues the pasuk. Now, when he comes, when they come to Bilam, originally we have Ziknei Moab and Ziknei Midian. Right? And then, suddenly, it changes. So we're going to analyze that whole interrelationship over here. First of all, we find that it's unusual that Ziknei Moab and Ziknei Midian should come together. I mean, after all, Tana Moab and Midian, lo ayalem shalom yolam, these guys were fighting each other like dogs all the time. So now they send two people come together, representatives of these two nations. Yeah. Mashal shnei klavim shehayu be'eder. You have two dogs that are in the same eder. So you have Mitzrayim and Syria, right? And they, it comes along now, there's a Ze'ev, so they see the Jews, they figure, okay, we can't stand separately. So Ba Ze'ev alachat, Amar achat, Himeni Yozro, Ayom, Oregoto, Olamachar, Ayom, Oregoto, Olamachar, Bo'alai, Ho'chush Nehem, Ho'argo, Ze'ev. So they figure they'll make a UAR, and they'll take care of the Ze'ev. It's very interesting that you're the Jews who viewed it as the Ze'ev. Always, it's the other way around. So here they're talking about the Ze'ev that's attacking the four Adorim.
Insatiable appetite. The way you were described.
Insatiable appetite. For expansion, yes. It's true. Omer of Papa. Hainu damri incha. Yep, says Rav Papa. We have another Rav Papian. It says Rav Papa, that's what people say. Karakushta vishunra of the Hilula. That the cat and the weasel, they made a party over a tarba, the Bishgada. Over a nice fat thing that's got a bad luck. So in other words, they get together to take advantage of bad luck when they can. Now, here it doesn't say anything about Sarei Midian. They disappeared. What happened? When he told them, well, I'll give you an answer tomorrow after you're listening to what I got to say about it. Says Rashi says they had a simon. If he was going to not do it right away, do you want to turn up that ticker thing? Turn it up so we can get some more excitement here. So where did they go? They had a simon, as Rashi said. If he doesn't come right away, he ain't coming. They said, "What is he, crazy? He thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one to tell him to go curse the Jews." Kulum yesh avsas on ed beno. Omrav Nachman, chutzpah afilu klapi shemaya mahani. Somebody's got chutzpah. He can get through life on chutzpah. As a matter of fact, he can even get by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chutzpah. And he'll end up being convinced that he's right. Me koreksiv lo telechimam. What happens over here? First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go with them. Ulebesoksiv kun lechitam, go with them. What happens? He's got so much chutzpah over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives it. Omer of Sheshet's chutzpah is malchuta balotaga. You know what? A guy who's got enough chutzpah is a king. He just doesn't have a crown. But he gets his way. So here David is saying, okay, I can't handle these guys. They got too much chutzpah for me. So in other words, here he's the melech with the crown. So they're also, they're malachim, in a sense they're stronger than he is. Omer of Yochanan, Bilam chigir b'raglo achataya, Bilam was lame in one foot, shrema vayelech shefi, which means that he was, it's a lotion of the Gidan Nosha, his shof midukte, we have bukidah for the shof midukte in Hulun. So here too, he is lame because of his dislocated leg. Shimshon was lame in both feet, b'shtei raglav, shrema shefifon ale orach. By the way, this is common in the Gemara. The Gemara always darshans the double lashon, which most of the Mefarshei HaMikra learn always means a lessening, not an increasing. Like Adam Adam Dam, Shachor Shachar Choret. Always, it's always a diminutive when you add a little bit. Like, you know, like you would say, like you have Abba and Abba Le, right? That's the same idea. You add something, you make it a diminutive, which make it smaller. They darshan the Le, or in this case, the on, as increasing. So if he was Vayelef Shefi, and he was Shefi Fon, so it means double. And we find this often in the Gemara.
It's like reverse.
What?
It's like reverse. Right?
Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
It's like the color red. Red and reddish.
Shefi Fon Aleora. Hanoshech Itvesus. So it makes more like a snake, but doesn't have feet. Bilam, furthermore, was Suma Bakas Me'inavaya. Shenemar Nu'um Hagever. So now we call this, people learn this, that is Shatun Satun. Rashi says that's not the pshat at all. That lav milta, the correct diak over here is that this is a lashon of tam or tum. So shaktum means an eye where you can see that it's untouched. So it's the mashmaut that there's another eye that is touched. So he's the eye that a guy that only has the tam eye in which you see it in one eye. Furthermore, Kosein ba'amato haya, he was another one of these weirdos that was always using his penis for his tricks. K'tivacha nofel v'galuye na'im, k'tivatam v'nei haman nofel l'amita. And of course the implication over there was that as he was accused, agam l'chvoshet amalka imi babayit, and so on. Itmar, mar zudra omar kosein ba'amato haya, mar bereder... We're going to darshan it. Mar bereder ravina omar, sheba al atono. Mandiyomar kusim ba'amato haya kiri amaran, that we saw already in the mocker. Mandiyomar ba'alato no haya. What is the mocker for that? Now, this Gemara is very strange. There's a lot of attempts to explain it. The way that we have it, the pasuk that is brought is kara shachav, and we are comparing that, the kara shachav ki'ariyu chalavim yikimena, which is a reference to the gadlus of Yisrael, and therefore makes no sense over here. That pasuk is referring now to the same words that we find by Sisra, where it says of Yael, Bein Raglea Kara Nafal Shachav. Now over there, we know, as the Gemara said, that she wore him down. Over there, it really means Nifila was indeed sexual. But here, it says Kara Nafal Shachav first of all, doesn't say Nifila Bichlal here. So why are we comparing it? And why we would say he is Baal B'Iro from the usage of this dogma to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Gra, and there's many before him as well who made this suggestion, he says it's a mistake. And he brings the pasuk Nofel. So it's a reference to, Bilam's reference to himself is Nofel v'galuye na'im. So the Nofel is viewed as something sexual. That we see from Ya'el. So Bein Ragleha, obviously if somebody falls Bein Ragleha, then it's a sense of nafila in the sexual sense. V'yodea da'at elyon. Now he calls himself v'yodea da'at elyon. Hashta da'at behem tolo ha'viyad. I mean, this is absurd. The man couldn't figure out what his animal was going to say next. He's going to tell me v'yodea da'at elyon. Da'at elyon ha'viyad. That's a joke. What are we referring to here? My da'at behem tolo. What are we referring to? The amrilei. Look, the people that were with him, who saw him traveling on this very low class vehicle. I mean, they asked him, where's your Porsche? You know, it was always my other car is a Porsche. And that's the answer. That's what he was saying too. He said, They said, "My time of Lorachafta Susya." I mean, why aren't you using a Porsche? Omalu Shadailu Beretiva. It's in the garage. Actually, my Sus is out for pasture. Omrele. So then the donkey opens up its mouth, and this is the continuation of the pasuk. Halo Anochi Atoncha. I am your reliable Aton. No, he says, "Latina Balma." I mean, I use this thing for for bringing it in the packages for the makolet. I never drive it. What do you mean, says the Aton? Asherachavta alai. Well, you've driven me. I cry the Alma whenever the other car's in the garage. What are you talking about, she says. Miotchad ayom hazeh. Why, from the youngest days of your life until today, you've had nothing else. Velolo, not only that, Elashani otelecha ma'aseh yishut balayla. We've got a little thing going at night, too, don't we? Stivacha ha'azken hiskanti la'asot l'kako. Uchtivatam vatehilo sochenet. So we find the same lashon, and we darshan the same lashon by Hasochena Zebashevna, also the Al Hanaot. So Haskein Iskandi also refers to something sensual and pleasant. Elamayvi Odea Daat Elyon. What then did it mean when he refers to himself as a knower of God's mind? Shehaya Yodei Lachaveinu Tasha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Koespa. He was capable of knowing the moment that God was angry. Vahinu Tekarma Lunavi Yisrael. That's why we find Micha saying Ami. Zechor na mayat balak melag muhav ma'ana oto bilan ben bohor min hashitim v'ana gilgal l'man dat tzitkot Hashem. You want to know how much I care about you, what good I did for you. Take a look at what happened, what Bilam would have liked to do to you, and how it was avoided. May l'man dat tzitkot Hashem. Amar l'man kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Du'una kamet tzitkot hashitim achem. You want to know how much tzitok I did with you? Shelo ka'asti kolotam hayamim b'mei Bilam ha'rasha. Not once did I get angry during that entire period. Had I gotten angry for an instant during that entire time, Bilam would have finished you off. And this I did for you. That's exactly what Bilam was shocked at. It was the first time ever that he had the sense that he simply couldn't find a chink in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Now it says, El Zo'im B'chol Yom. God, the truth is, we darshan, as we'll see, that God gets angry every day. V'kama Zamo Rega. How long is that anger? That anger is only an instant. Shnemar Ki Rega B'yapo Chayim B'Ritzono. Or, Yibaytem Alecha Mi Baba Kadrayet Usgor Dola Tzayir Badech Chavi Kim'at Rega Ad Yavor Zam. So you see that the Rega is the Shir of Zam. Emad Ratak, what?
Is that our
time frame, or is that the time? I don't know what that means. Emad Ratak, when does he get angry? In the first 3 hours of the day, Kikavra Kavralta the Tarnagula. When the Karba, what do they call that? The little thing on the Tarnagula?
Comb.
Yeah, of the Tarnagula. When it has like white in it. What do you mean when it has white in it? Kikoshait Vashaitanami Kavra. It always is like that. No, Kol Shaita V'Shaita is Beisriki Sumze. It always has the veins going through it, those pinkish veins, and you can't call it white. But Ahi Shaita Led Beisriki Sumze, that instant, it doesn't have any of the pink in it, and at that moment, that's when Kaddish Baruch was angry.
Yeah.
It's amazing, some people don't stop. You're absolutely right. As I said when you first started speaking, yes, but this is really not the main sugya as it relates to Broca the Klola. So we're just bringing it in over here in terms of Bilam, not in terms of its effect. There was this min in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's neighborhood that used to drive him crazy. So one day he takes this tarnagol, he puts it, ties it up to his bed, and he figures, when that moment comes, I will curse this guy. So he's sitting there staring at that tarnagol. And what happens, of course, obviously he falls asleep at exactly the moment that he was waiting for. It's obviously not a derech eretz for me to curse this guy. Gam enosh le tzadik lo tov. It's not a good idea. Afilu b'mini. Even for people that are minim like this, I shouldn't use a lashon of klala. Tana. Tana Mishmei the Rabbi Meir. Yishar Shachama Zorachat. Vamalachim Anichim Kitrei Yemar Roshem Mishtachamim Lachama Miyat Kois. Rabbi Meir says it's when the kings get up and the sun shines And then they bow to the sun. That's when God gets angry. There he goes, getting up in the morning himself and saddling up his aton all by himself. We know that love makes a person do things that really are not befitting him. That we know from Avram. But we also know that sin'am mevatel et shirasho gedulah. How do we know that? Be Bil'am. He could have had plenty of people do that for him, but no, it was a sin, he had to do it himself. It's kedai to work on Torah mitzvahs, even shalom lishma, because ultimately, mitzvah shalom lishma, you'll come to lishma. Shibishar arba'im v'shtayim korbanot shikriv balak, zachavi atzami menu roots. Because Balak brought these 42 korbanos that were connected, all of the korbanos that had been brought by the Daras HaRishayim, he was Zochet to Rus. Omer Rabbi Yossi Baruna, Rut was actually the daughter of Eglon, who was the Ben Beno Shel Balak Melech Moav Hayata. Incredibly, she came from that whole meeting. Omer Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mor, Ksiv Yitav Elohim Et Shem Shlomo Mishimcha. Isn't it strange that God should tell David, or that people should tell David, that the Shlomo is going to be greater than you, or to give him a bracha, God should make him greater than you? Is that their heretz? Is it Urach Lilam Emelam Malkach? He didn't mean that it should be greater than you. He meant it would be Me'ein, is what he was saying. Mimcha, he should be like you. He should come from you, is what he meant. If you don't understand that, then how would you understand? Tivorach minashim yael, eshet chever hakimi, minashim ba'ol tivorach. Now what is that referring to? That Yael should get a greater bracha than Nashim ba'ol. Who is a Nashim ba'ol? Nashim ba'ol maniu, that's Sora, Rivka, Rocha, Valea. You're telling me that it's derech eretz to say that Yael, I mean, she might have been a great lady, but I mean, this is not exactly the type of activity that is the simon that she may be greater than the Rachel, Leah, and so on. Urachar, Lamehmer, we're going to say she should be greater than the Imos. Elamehain, Kama, what's that shot? Minashim Ba'oel, we're saying. That she should get that kind of bracha. So here too, the same thing. Hachinami, Me'ein Ka'ama. Uplikit Reyesi Barchuni. That approach that it means Me'ein, and not literally, that you can give a king a bracha, that his child should be greater than him, argues on Reyesi Barchuni. A person has kina from everybody, but not from his son and not from his student. B'no, we know from Shlomo. How do we know from this ma'isa? Just now, the bracha about to David about Shlomo, and talmido. Where do we know that from? Ibois Ema. We may know that from the vayina pishnayim beruchacha. I mean, that's a pretty tough thing to say, isn't it? I mean, you're saying, you're telling your Rebbe, I want to be twice as great as you. I mean, if he's going to be Mekanim, how that doesn't make sense. Or maybe it's from Vayismoch et Yadav Alav Vayitzaveu. So there was a sense of giving over to Yoshua from all of his treach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original tzivui was only to use one hand. Why did, I mean, Moshe, when he takes both his hands and he's literally masmich Yoshua, it's mashma that he there were no limits to how much he wanted to give him. So, I mean, why wouldn't he want to protect his own position to be greater than Yoshua? You see that there wasn't any such idea. And it's very interesting that we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu, a very well-known kash, I'm sure you've asked yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of Yoshua. Because at the last moments of his life, he says, I'd rather die than have rega echad shokina. And so first he was arguing, and he said, "Now I'll be a Talmud of Yeshua. It's fine, no problem." Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ain shnei malachim shtam shem b'keserach." He said, "Okay, fine. So I'll be the Talmud. Let him be the Moshe." So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yeshua in and speaks to him, and then Moshe says to Yeshua, "Nu, what did he say?" And Yeshua says, "When he spoke to you, I didn't ask you what he said." So that Moshe said, "That does. I can't say that. I can't say." So apparently there is a concept of Vekina. All right, there's many, many obvious truths, but one of the things that the Tzidkas HaTzadik says, and I think experience bears it out, is that this is only said after death. This is what they're telling David over here, is that after you're gone, Shlomo should be greater than you. That's fine. But as we know from every business that's got a father and son in it, there ain't no such thing as Kul Madan B'Kanev B'Dino, right? I mean, that's like the worst things. You keep them down until you're out of the way. So this thing, it's very good. He should have a very successful business, assumedly. But I'm not interested in one. When I'm sitting there in that boardroom, he better know how to respect me. Vayasim davar b'fi Bilam, Rabbi Eliezer, what is this davar that he put into Bilam's mouth? What is it? It's a malach. That Bilam spoke with the malach, moving his vocal cords. Rabbi Yonatan Amar, what are we being so nice for? Chak, I put on a hook in his mouth, and he made it open and close like a marionette. What kind of malach? You know, you can tell what Bilam was really thinking. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put words into his mouth. He just twisted it a little bit and forced it to come out differently than he would have liked to. So what he said was the mirror image, essentially, of what he was going to say. He obviously wanted to take away the Keach HaTorah and Tefillah from Yisrael. That's why he ended up saying, Matuvu Alecha Yaakov. And Lo Tishrei Shchina Aleihem. He didn't want the Shchina to be Mishkanotecha Yisrael. Mishkan, of course, the place where the Shchina Shora. Lo Tehim Alchutan Nimshechet. Well, maybe they'll have kings, but it shouldn't be long lived. Kiner Kalim Natayu. Okay, but they shouldn't have any production. Lo Yelam Zekim Uchranim. No, Kiganut Alei Nahar. Lo Yerechan Nodeit. People shouldn't know about it. It shouldn't be famous. Kalim Natash and like a lo. Lo yulehem melakim baalei koma, he wanted to say. They shouldn't have powerful kings. Ki arazim alei maim. Lo yulehem melech ben melech. Yizal maim midal yo. Lo tehe malchutan sholetet kuhumot. Well, at least it shouldn't have power over goyim. Vizaro b'mayim rabim. Lo tehe adza malchutan. Vayorem miagag malko. Lo tehe ayuma malchuto. Vatinase malchuto. Every word that he said was a dear in what he would have liked to undo. The truth is that ultimately all of these brokers ended up being clawless for Yisrael. Each one of those things was mikuyam, except for one thing. Except for his brocha, that was the klala, they shouldn't have batei midrashos and batei knesiot. Even Haifa has 1,000 batei knesiot. Shenemar vayahapoch Hashem elokecha lecha et haklala livracha. You know that was the it was built on the Yisod that there will never be a Beit Knesset in Haifa. See, you're smiling again. Yeah. It wasn't just a cynical comment. That was in Haifa. There will never be a Beit Knesset. Ki ahivcha Hashem Elokecha. You'll notice it says et hakilala levracha, one of these klalot. It says haklal, one of these klalot became a true bracha that was never ever going to be a klala, but not the rest of them. Which one was that referring to? To the one that we see, which is that there should be batei knesiot and batei midrashot, and that Baruch Hashem is always mekuyam.